was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, only Granny Macduff's mouth. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And I, in my kerchief and Papa in his cap, had just settled down for a long evening's nap. When out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter, I sprang from our bed to see what was the matter. To the window I flew like a flash, tore open the curtains and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 brilliant reindeer, with a jolly old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, on top of the roof and over the walls. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the rooftop they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and old St. Nick too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nick came with a bound. He was dressed in velvet from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A sack full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler as he opened his pack. Oh, his eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples so merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was curved up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. He had a broad face and a big round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled up the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Laying a finger on the side of his nose, he gave me a nod, and up the chimney he rose. He sprang into his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, then away they flew like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight,
"Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
The end. Wishing you and your family a very happy holiday season and a very happy new year.